Thank you for calling the Organization of Staff Analysts Newsline for the week starting Monday, March 18th. Two items of interest occurred last week. First, we ended our negotiations with our life insurance carrier. After examining multiple bids from many brokers, we are keeping our current carrier at a lower cost to the union. Thanks are due to our welfare fund trustees and staff. Second, a bill is floating around Albany that will provide New York State with single-payer health care. The problem with the bill is that we will be replacing our current excellent and free health benefits with less excellent and definitely expensive benefits. Instead of paying nothing in premiums for GHI or HIP, we'll be paying hugely in increased taxes for worse benefits. There was serious negotiation between the Municipal Labor Committee and the sponsors of the legislation. Finally, we were unable to persuade them to stop using our members to subsidize their wonderful idea. After a vote by the MLC Steering Committee, we are now objecting officially by letter on behalf of our members. Sometimes fiscal conservatives try to rob the civil servants. Think of the Citizens Budget Commission. Other times, fiscal liberals try to rob us as well. We do not like to be robbed at all, no matter who is doing it. We fought for our benefits. We gave up raises to keep our benefits. We earned our benefits. Really, we paid for our benefits. Leave them alone. They are ours. And speaking of those benefits, there will be a special health benefit transfer period from April 1st through April 30th. If you want to change health plans, add or drop optional riders, add or drop dependents, this is your chance, so long as you are an active service employee. Retirees are not allowed to change plans during this April reopener. The city is doing this special reopener due to ongoing changes in various health plans that are available. The changes will be effective 7/1/19. That's all the news this week. Thank you for calling, and call again next week.